We've got the Twins. We've got the Indians. Indians ace Corey Kluber would square off against Kyle Gibson. Let's take it to the top of the first.
And Chris Jimenez is starting in left field today. Two on, nobody out, the 0-1. Line to right, down the line, that's a base hit. It's going to scoot by Chisenhall and find the wall. Dozier scores, Maurer to third base, he'll stop there. It's a double for Grossman, and the Twins strike first, lead 1-0.
Finding what pitch it is, or maybe its location of a certain pitch.
We'll find out, and the 0-2 pitch, ground ball right side. Kenny Fields at his gut to second for one. The relay back to first, not in time. It gets over Belial's head. Gomes heading home, he scores, tied at two. On the side from Gomes, and the 3-2 pitch, a drive to left, deep down the line, in the corner, that ball's back, and that ball's gone! A home run! Brian Dozier puts the Twins back on top, a line drive homer down the left field line, number 13 this season, and the Twins are back in front 3-2. And the 2-2 pitch, a drive to left field, Jackson will turn, that is back, that is way back, and gone! Chris Jimenez, insurance run and then time. A home run in the ninth inning, his fourth, and the Twins have a 4-2 lead here in Cleveland. Big pitch here for Brandon behind 2-0, and the pitch, a line drive center field, Buxton in, Byron diving, catching, ball game over. Head first, game ending grab by number 25, Buxton the catch. Twins players tipping their caps, and it's all over here in Cleveland as the Twins defeat the Tribe 4-2.
4-2 Twins is your final score. Corey Kluber gets the no decision but was spectacular. He goes 7 innings allowing no earned runs on 3 hits while striking out 13. He's now struck out at least 10 batters in 3 straight starts. Austin Jackson goes 2-for-4 and in the process notches career hit number 1,000. Chris Jimenez goes 1-for-4 with a home run in the Twins 4-2 victory over the Indians on Saturday. Here's what he had to say about the game.
That's why you play the game. I mean, not once have we ever felt like we've been out of a game. Even when we've been down early, which seems to have happened a few times already this year, I usually end up pitching in those games. But, you know, we're never really out of it. We scrap and claw and just do whatever we have to do, and we score just enough. And, I mean, it was evident tonight. Kluber had like 36 strikeouts. So, I mean, he was very, very good. And we were able to just kind of scratch those two early in the first inning, and we're able to kind of ride it a little bit later and got a couple of big hits. Doge with a big homer today. That was just a really good pitching performance by us. I mean, it was a good team win today.
Two of your outfielders are hurt and sick, and now you've got the whole coaching staff out there hitting you fly balls. How intimidating is it to play in someone else's park and have to go out there and play in the outfield?
No, I was joking with Pickler earlier. I said, I guess this is best case scenario because I've played more outfield in this ballpark than I have anywhere else in my entire life. So, I think people forget I was drafted as an outfielder. So it's not that foreign. I think, I think you guys might have made a bigger deal of it than I really did. But, you know, thankfully I didn't have too many diving plays or anything like that. A couple fly balls, a couple ground balls, and I made it look like I know what I was doing out there.
So now it's the ninth inning. It's 3-2. So the game's still certainly up in the air. You're walking into that batter's box. What's the mentality you had to give yourself a home run?
I mean, just try to put a good swing on a ball. I knew I was going to get a heater at some fashion. You know, against McAllister, I know him pretty well. Haven't get to catch him the last couple of years, so I know how he's going to try to attack me and just try to put a good swing on it. You know, thankfully I squeaked it out in the third row or something like that. So yeah, just putting good swings on it. I mean, I felt like today, you know, I took some good swings, some balls, but not really much came out of it. I swung and missed my fair share too, but, you know, thankfully it was the right time and the right place.
A little bit of everything and a huge win for your team. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Brandon Kinstler notches his 20th save of the year in the Twins 4-2 victory over the Indians. Here's what Kinstler had to say about the victory.
It's a huge difference. You don't have to be, you can be more, you don't have to be as careful. You can be in attack mode a little more. In the end, but you still got to get the first guy out. That thing that sets the whole inning. Zimmer, it's not the best matchup for me. He's a good low ball hitter. We went a lot of four seams and got a slider. I got away with one right there and we popped him up.
What a season you're having now. You're 20-for-23 in save opportunities. You're now tied for the league lead with those 20 saves. Overall, big picture, what's working?
I just think mainly I'm getting a slider starting to come around a lot. That's a pitch that me and Eddie have been working on for, I feel like, a year now. And he changed my grip a couple weeks ago, and I feel like that's a good weapon for me. And the main thing is just attacking. I think early in the season I had some walks. You know, I wasn't really comfortable at the time, but now the main thing I'm just attack, 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 and make them swing the bat.
what a difference a week makes. A week ago, it was no fun at Target Field. These guys came in and put a whooping on you, a four-game sweep. Well, you win last night. You beat Kluber today. Now you've got your ace scoring tomorrow. How good does this feel to come back and play the Indians the way you have?
It feels great. It shows that I think last week was a fluke. I think they just caught us at a bad time, really. We had some injuries. We come in here. We're lined up really well with Irvin tomorrow. Two big wins. I mean, Kluber, you fight. He's striking everybody out, but you claw some runs. And Gibby battled, and the bullpen did the rest. I mean, it's tomorrow. We need a happy flight.
Well, you gave us a happy night tonight. Congrats on that 20th save, and we'll look for the sweep tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sunday, it's Irvin Santana on the hill for the Twins. He'll face the Indians' Josh Tomlin.